Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, January 28th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up 3¾ cents at 629, March wheat up 4 at 781, and March beans up 16½ cents at 1464¾. Palm oil was up another full penny, making new contract highs here as the Indonesians are restricting exports. That put palm oil prices sharply higher overnight, but I think they settled off a little bit off of that, as if they can't sell it overseas, prices should go down. So we'll see how that works out by the end of the day, or actually into Monday now. Egypt is looking for wheat, most likely French wheat. We did have some export sales this morning, 264 beans to China, but that's new crop. 141 beans to Mexico, that's old crop, and 251 beans to unknown, that's old crop as well. So a little bit of bean business here. And the beans made new contract highs overnight. Oil made new contract highs overnight. The dollar is still very strong. It's down a tick here at 97.23, but very strong dollar prices the last couple of days here. Silver's down another 20 cents, gold's down another 12 bucks. A little bit of mixed reactions out here. We've got better weather in Brazil. It's going to be hotter and drier in Argentina next week, but they actually need to dry out a little bit after the rains that they've had here. I think a little sunshine and warm weather will certainly help those crops. NATO apparently could announce sanction on Russian grains. That would put the market into more of a tizzy than it is already if that happens. That's certainly one of the sanctions that the world can do against Putin. They're also talking about removing him from the SWIFT system. That's the old telex system now used by every major country to move money around. So if Putin can't get a hold of his money around the world, that would certainly be a strong impetus for him not to do anything anywhere in the world. You know, we've heard a lot of talk and a lot of posturing and a lot of war games going on, but there's been no movement right into Ukraine as we speak, but that could certainly change over the weekend or on any given minute out here. But overall, these grains, you know, between the oil, between the Russians and NATO and everything else, we're certainly going to make new contract highs and high closes, I would certainly guess, in the beans today. Corn's about, we need to close over 641. For a new high close in the corn. That's certainly possible out here if the funds want to buy more. So it's possible on the last Friday of the month we can make new highs. It's also possibly we could make it again on Monday, the last trading day of the month. So, you know, I think in the next couple of days we're going to see our highs in here, and then maybe we'll sell off. But it all depends on what's happening geopolitically, what's happening with the weather. I think the weather is going to take a little bit of a backseat now, at least in South America. Our weather here is certainly going to affect the wheat, but they're expecting some pretty good snow covers out here, so we don't see any real problems there. Again, the funds may want to buy corn, sell wheat, buy beans, sell wheat out here today. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.